All right, our agenda is here. Fairly light agenda today. We are focusing on the face-to-face agenda and presentations. So on the agenda today, face-to-face agenda, presentations, is there anything else that we need to cover or talk about today? Note that this will be the last meeting before our face-to-face meeting. Next week, a number of us are at Rebooting Web of Trust out in Silicon Valley, San Francisco. So we'll be focused on that. All right, if there are no additions to the agenda, let's go ahead and get started. Face agenda is here. Here's a link to the agenda. All right, so we've been communicating with a number of the people that are presenting over the past week, just in private email to make sure everyone kind of knows what they're presenting. We're going to go through what we know today and prod some of the folks that haven't linked to their presentations yet to do so by the end of this week. It's really important that we have these out there at least a week before the meeting. So having them out there by the end of the week, you know, it doesn't matter if you're linking to a very rough draft. That's what the links are right now. But if you can, you know, clean up those presentations as quickly as possible, that would be great. The absolute last date that we should have presentations being linked to is next Thursday. So that gives people 7 days before to kind of look through all the presentations and to clean stuff up. But you absolutely have to have your presentations nearly finalized by next Thursday. Let's see. And Greg, we'll want to chat about your presentation on the call today. So we're basically going to go through, and for the people that are on the call, we're going to kind of talk about your presentations and where you are and things of that nature. Okay. Go ahead.
We send the link out just to this email list. What's the mechanics for linking to it?
You just highlight it in the document that was linked to, and then you create a link. Okay. Just a Google Doc thing. So just insert the link. It'll show up as a comment. We'll merge it in. So just link to it via the Google Doc.
Got it.
There are examples of that being done for the data model and representations presentation and the deep dive on the data model presentation.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there any general questions about the agenda? It's pretty much set in stone at this point. We can still move stuff around, but based on discussions with everyone, it seems to be what folks want to do at the face-to-face. Does anyone feel like we're missing something on the agenda or something, you know, really needs to be given more time? And we'll go through this on the call today. Okay, so no high-level objections, or I'm not hearing any high-level objections. All right, so let's start going through this. Day one, the agenda is basically a one-and-a-half-day agenda. We start at 10 a.m. on day one, just to give everyone a bit of time to kind of get situated. Opens up with the problem statement and goals. Richard and Matt, both of you are on the docket to do this presentation. So basically, you know, both of you are chairing the meeting. It's general introductions, and then you kind of talk about at a very high level and in general the problem that we're trying to address. And, you know, it can be the general problem and then, you know, specifically what we're trying to address with Charter. How are you guys doing on that presentation?
We connected last week and started kind of sketching notes, I think verbally. But we haven't started a document yet, and I think we'll do that in the next couple of days.
Okay.
So, Richard, you may have more input on that status.
No, I just got your invite. We'll be collaborating through a Google site that Matt set up, so we'll be sharing some documents there. Matt and I talked through some of the key issues, like, you know, how to distinguish ourselves from, you know, the issues we're surrounding things like identity, you know, and the other stuff that ends up being a tangled forest that we don't want to get caught in. And also, you know, just from our own perspective, some of the key other players and some of the, you know, that will eventually be part of this ecosystem that are interested in this work, and the specific things that we bring as interest areas, you know, besides the ones we know about, the ones that we ourselves know more intimately because we're in the industry that wants to use it. So that's sort of the general framework, I think, that we talked through, Matt. Did I miss anything key?
Yep. Yep, that's right.
And then the other thing that Matt and I talked about is the third person you talked about is potentially as being considered as another possible chair?
Yeah.
Is he going to be
No. Go ahead. So that's Dan Burnett, and unfortunately he's going to be in China on the other side of the world during our meeting.
We could do is ask him to send a slide or two then, if he's on today or not, you know, if he's interested in, you know, representing some of his perspective on what, when we introduce the group. So if he wants to, he's welcome to. How about that?
Sure. I'm on the call right now.
Great. Great, Dan.
Yes, I'll come up with something.
Great, because your perspective will be different from ours.
Yep, great. And so we've had a couple of offline conversations about this. You know, both Matt, Richard, and Dan have stepped forward to chair the group, which is fantastic. Thank you, each of you, for stepping forward to doing that. Typically, what W3C management makes the final decision on the chairs. So there is a possibility here that they will decide to pick two of you, or they will decide to pick someone from another organization. This group can always protest the picks that they make, but typically when people step forward and volunteer, they kind of go with those people. Usually they want two chairs, one of them to handle kind of the organizational stuff and another one to handle the technical stuff. There are groups that have three chairs, like the HTML working group had three chairs. I've found that it always helps to kind of have three folks so that, you know, the load is shared evenly among them. But you definitely want at least one strong technical chair and one strong kind of group, keep everyone on the right track chair. So just a bit of background on you know, the chair's role right here. The other thing, I guess, Richard, Matt, we've talked about this privately, but I mean, your main job at the face-to-face meeting is to make sure that we stick on schedule and we cover these items, right? So we can't let things go 15 minutes, 20 minutes over time unless there's a really, really good reason for doing that. So, you know, you guys are there to kind of slowly wind people down that are talking a bit too long, or just say, hey, we have a hard stop, it's time for a break. So, you know, wrangling all these cats that are going to be there is going to be kind of on both of you. Yep, time box.
Sure. That makes sense.
Okay, let's see. So, anything else on problem statement and goals, Richard, Matt? Anything that's not clear on what you guys are presenting?
Nope.
No, I think we have a good start on that. And of course, we welcome any sort of feedback and insight. Once we get the link up, we'll make sure that that we like listen to that and take that into account.
Awesome. Thanks. Okay. So next up is Joe, Andrew. I don't think Joe's on the call today. Joe, are you here? So I've had some offline conversation with Joe, and he said that he's more than happy to do the presentation on the use cases. We've cut the cut his presentation down to 30 minutes, primarily because people wanted to hear a bit more about the industry use cases, or at least that's what, you know, typically in first face-to-face meetings, you talk quite a bit about industry use cases to just demonstrate to the group that there's very, you know, strong interest in actual grounded use cases that we want to accomplish. We've identified education, payments, healthcare, and entertainment. Nate is working on a speaker for education. We have one for payments. Adrian's doing healthcare, and we hope that Paul Jessup from the Motion Picture Association of America and RIA, he's ex-recording industry, can talk about entertainment use cases. Let's go from the top. Nate, the latest thing you told me is you're kind of still looking for someone in the South Bay area for education, and we'll know whether that person can present in a couple of days. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, my first option fell through, but I'm onto my second one, which good chance of success. I'll let you know probably by the end of tomorrow.
Okay. And I think, you know, our backup is probably ETF, Richard. My hope is that you could outline something in 15 minutes, but we're hoping to not need that. So hopefully Nate's person can show up and do the education one. But just a heads up, Richard, that you might need to say some things off the cuff for around 10, 15 minutes on education use cases.
I'll do my best, Richard, but on the spot.
Okay, awesome. Payments, we've got Jörg Hoyer from Deutsche Telekom, who has done digital offers and coupons presentations for the Web Payments Interest Group, and he can repurpose that presentation for payments, verifiable claims and payments. Healthcare, Adrian, how are you doing on your presentation?
Well, I have the use case is clear because it was discussed, but I haven't put anything down on the slides. The use case is the medical society managing credentials for the physicians, not just its members in Massachusetts, and linking that to self-sovereign ID, where we're using UPort for the demonstration right now. So this basically, in effect, separates out the role of the hospital, which was to combine the credentialing and the IDP functions into two, one self-sovereign component on the blockchain and one verifiable claims situation run by the medical society.
Awesome. Thank you, Adrian. Entertainment, I need to follow up with Paul Jessup. I think he said he can make it, and if so, we'll have something from him. Shane, verifiable claims, proposed architecture, and goals. How are we doing there?
You know, haven't started. Probably take me 5 minutes. You know, I mean, this is we talk about this all the time, right? So I've put the skeletal presentations up on the web, and I've shared them. I've linked them into the document while we were talking here. So I'm just going to populate them.
Awesome. Great. Thanks, Shane. Data modeling representations, I started that, and we'll continue to fill it out. It's mainly, you know, going back over the stuff that we have in the charter proposal. Again, for the people that have been heavily involved in this work, the first day is going to feel pretty repetitive. The reason we're doing that is because the expectation is at least 50% of the room will have no background in this stuff, and we have to bring them up to speed. So this is just a part of the whole kind of process. Unfortunately, you spend the first 3 months or so in any working group bringing the new members up to speed. Okay, and then towards the end, there's a plan for progress at W3C that Richard and Matt are going to do as well. I haven't gotten either of you the information on how W3C process typically works. This might be something that Dan, you know, you could probably help more on this, or let me back up. Basically, we want to tell people how the next 9 to 12 months is going to look at W3C with verifiable claims. So there is an expected set of things that should happen. We need to kind of document that. I think Richard and Matt, you guys are going to be presenting this because you're the chairs and you have to be well aware of what's happening. But what might be good is if somebody else kind of writes out the list of stuff that has a really good understanding of W3C process and how things typically happen. So I'm hesitant to put myself in the critical path for this. Is there anybody else that does W3C stuff like Dan, Greg, Shane? Do any of you have any time to help with the W3C process side of this?
Who was that?
This is Shane. I'm actually hesitant to try to volunteer as well. I'm kind of on the hook for a bunch of things already. I was going to ask something about this, though. Wait a minute. Come on, Shane. It was right on the top of my tongue. Oh, David Izell.
Perfect.
Are you around, David?
Do you know if David's going to be there?
I don't know. You have him listed as a scribe, so I
assume. Yeah, I know. I've heard that David's going to be there. That is good. Let me reach out to David and see if he can do this, because he's been through the grinder before.
Yeah, this is Dan. I can, if you can't get, if David's not able to help, or if he would like, another set of eyes looking at it, I'm happy to do that as well. Definitely four steps that follow the group creation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
We only have 30 minutes here. I think if we have, some time, maybe half an hour with someone who's done it, kind of walking through the big steps and the purpose or the objective of each step, I'm comfortable talking to that, and I think Richard would probably be comfortable talking to that. And there'll be people in the room that can answer questions on the fly. We just have to set it up.
Set up. Okay, we'll do. Okay, we'll figure something out. I'll ping David Izell and Dan and pull you guys in on a thing. And I could probably write the steps out in 15 minutes. I just need to find the 15 minutes. I'll send an intro email connecting everyone up to do that.
Thanks.
I should have to connect David E. and Richard and Matt on W3C process for WC. Okay. All right, so we'll do that. And then at the very end, it's just an agenda bash for the next day. So it's a, how do we feel we're doing? Do we want the agenda for the next day to be the same, or did folks feel that things were not, things didn't go well and we need to cover something that we either discovered or forgot to cover? Richard asked a good question in IRC, which is, can we enforce an expectation that the basic set of documents should be reviewed by members in advance? Can we assume that people have read them? We always say that that is the expectation. The reality is that half of the room doesn't read it. that's typically why we review the things that everyone supposedly has already read. But yes, the expectation is everyone should have read the Verifiable Claims Task Force documents, the proposals. That is just a baseline expectation. And hopefully look through the presentations as well. So Please come informed. The more informed you are, the less time we waste. Okay. Yeah, and Greg also brings up a good point that on Thursday we're going to have a number of people from the Internet Identity Workshop that are just going to show up. They're going to have no background. They won't even know that they were supposed to read the content. So we're just going to have to go over that stuff with them. But we want to do that because we may actually pick up 4 to 5, that, you know, 6 people just from them being interested in wandering in. Shane is asking if we already have a syllabus that we can share. No. Richard is, let's see, we need to communicate that to the registered attendees and get them the list of required reading. Yes, we do. We don't have a printed set. So if someone wants to volunteer to do that, that'd be great. We just need kind of one pager, verifiable claims, what you need to know. Handout, that would be helpful. We typically don't go into these things with handouts like that. So someone would need to volunteer to do that. Everyone's spread pretty thin these days. Richard is volunteering to do that. Thank you very much, Richard.
You know, the W3C primer gave us kind of a structure maybe for creating some high-level one-page abstract kind of thing. Can we quickly repurpose any of that?
Yeah, so here's the issue. It's who's going to create the handout, not who's going to print it out. So, Richard, you know, I think what Matt said is good. We have a kind of a primer for W3C people that could be repurposed. So if you want to copy and paste that into a document and try to put something together, that would be good. And we have basically like 2 weeks to put that together. But someone has to volunteer to put that one pager together. So Richard, you know, I'm not hearing anyone volunteering. So unless you can do that, put that one pager together, it's probably not going to get done by the time thing rolls around.
I could donate some help on that. This is Nate, but I don't, and not from myself, but from a colleague at Concentric Sky. But she would need some collaboration. She wouldn't be able to do it by herself. So if someone else wants to take the lead, we can help fill in.
That's great. Thank you, Nate. Richard, do you think you could put that kind of one page together and hand it off to her, and then she could generate kind of the copy? Or rather, you're going to be editing the copy. Okay, awesome. Thank you, Richard. Action, Richard. Varn to work on a one-pager on the verifiable claims to hand out at IIW. Let's see. Okay, that's day one. Day two. We've got a review of the agenda starting at 9. Remember for day two, we are trying to get everyone out of there by 3 p.m. so that they can catch flights back home if that's what they're doing. For those that are not catching flights back home on Friday, we will have just kind of a wrap-up discussion and a next steps discussion from 3 to 5. So it's just going to be open time to kind of collaborate on what happens next. But let's go through day two agenda. At 9, we've got a review of the agenda that Matt and Richard will do for day two. At 9:30, we've got Drummond Reed and Les Chasen going over their decentralized identifiers work and other long-term architectural concerns. So they've been doing a lot of work on decentralized identifiers and the Sovereign Foundation and, you know, self-sovereign identity. So they're going to give a quick intro to everyone on what this ecosystem we're trying to build out is, what the larger ecosystem is. Let's see. Les Drummond, are you guys on the call today? No, but we did verify with them last week that they're going to do that presentation, so I'll try and follow up with them. 10:30, we've got a 30-minute break, and then at 11, we do a deep dive on the data model. I've got a slide deck there. The hope is that myself, Shane, and Greg can share that presentation. We've given it basically an hour and a half to really dive in deeply into the technical bits. Greg, I know you're working on something as well. My hope was that you'd be able to kind of talk about the linked data, like, you know, why we're using linked data and the linked data aspects of the technology. I put together a slide deck, just like this is very rough draft. Did you want to collaborate in that slide deck, or did you want to do some a different one, or how would you like to work on this? And this is basically an open question to both Shane and Greg. How do you guys want to collaborate on this?
I think this slide deck looks like a great place to start, and I've got some material I can repurpose about linked data that can be added to fit in here.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll jump in whenever anybody wants me to do something, but I'm mostly going to stay out of the way on this one. I just volunteered to help in case there weren't enough hands.
Got it. We'll move you to the end then. Dan, you're on the queue.
Yes, Manu. I've been leaving the slides to you. I'm happy to contribute if you want something. One of the things I noticed in both your slide decks on the data model is that you don't really talk about the syntax piece at all, and I was just wondering if you wanted to get into that, or whether you just want to cover what the data model is.
Absolutely, we want to get into that. You're right. I was leaving some of those slides for you, so I hadn't given you a heads up on that. But once I started, you know, kind of working on that, I thought that your perspective would be really interesting. Especially because you wrote the different syntaxes section of that document. So if you don't mind jumping in there and doing a couple of slides, that would be great.
Okay. Intro or deep dive? I would suggest deep dive.
Deep dive. You're right. Yep.
Right. So it's not to confuse people when they're just learning how everything works.
Yep. And the other thing that we're supposed to do during the deep dive is talk about the relationship between open badges and the verifiable claims work. So Nate, I don't know if, you know, you want to work on a couple of slides there, but it would be great to have some open badges stuff in the deep dive. Do you have enough time to do like two or three slides there?
No, but I can make it.
It's worth it. You don't need to sleep, right? Okay, awesome. Thank you, Nate. So let me put you down there. And yeah, it's just like quick three slides on how, you know, open badges and verifiable claims are supposed to work together.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I think the key thing we want people to walk away with is, hey, these two groups have been collaborating, and, you know, and they're meant to be complementary. The same thing with the Credential Transparency Initiative. So do we have any CTI people on the call today? So we might want to get some CTI folks to weigh in as well. I'll try and get some CTI folks to weigh in. Okay, anything else on data model?
The menu. Since this is my first one of these, is this in this kind of unconference format? How does the flow go? You come in with, you have 90 minutes, you come in with like 5 or 6 or 10 slides, and we just kind of park on one and talk for a long time. What's the more discussion dialogue oriented? I assume it's not a push.
Well, it's really up to the presenter. I think we're trying not to micromanage people. Everyone's an adult, and they can, you know, they have some information they need to get out to the group, and they can choose the best way to do that. First meetings, typically, you have a lot of information to cover, so yeah. You want to spend half of the time kind of creating the baseline for discussion, and then the next half kind of just answering questions people might have, right? So we definitely do not want something where it's just a whole bunch of people talking solid for the whole day and there are no questions. Really, we want people to put, you know, we've got an agenda that people have agreed on. We want the presenters to introduce the topic and the baseline for conversation as quickly as possible, and then it's kind of open discussion for the rest of the time. And what we've seen work is a 50-50 split, you know, half of the time spent presenting, the other half of the time with discussion.
All right. I was really focused just on the, like, the data model and the digital signatures, these kind of deep dive technical discussions, not the overall meeting.
Oh, right, right.
So that's good. I think I can translate what you said into that focus or that context.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is that we can go through the slides, and I know for the deep dive on the data model, there are points there where we basically stop and say, does anyone have questions about X? You know, and then we have some discussion and time box it to like 5 or 10 minutes, and then say, okay, we have to move on to the next section. So that's typically how we try to run that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I'm just, as if I'm playing a role of timekeeper, I want to sort of bear in mind how we want the flow to go.
Yeah. And there's some generous breaks in here. We just, you always end up going over time. There are always more questions than you can answer. But, you know, if you can keep us, with a delta of 15 minutes to the schedule, we're doing fairly good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Any other questions on deep dive for data model? Okay, and then we've got lunch, and then we've got digital signatures for verifiable claims. This one's a bit up in the air. I've asked Christopher if he can present. I think we're going to work on quite a bit of this stuff at Rebooting Web of Trust during the previous week in San Francisco. So my hope is that we'll get some content through that for the digital signatures discussion. The focus for the digital signatures discussion is to basically introduce people to the fact that we have two digital signature formats. One of them is an IETF standard that folks aren't really implementing for the verifiable claim stuff, and the other one is kind of an experimental spec. That people are implementing and putting into deploying. So we've got a kind of a difficult discussion in the working group around signature formats and whether we support both or only one, or just not say anything and let the market figure it out. So that's what that kind of discussion is supposed to be about. And then at the very end, we've got wrap up and next steps. Richard, I saw you say something about flight.
He's taking off 2:30 flight.
Okay, all right. So, I mean, that's fine. That basically means that, you know, Matt, you're going to have to run the rest of the meeting after he's out of there, which is fine. And then, so 3 p.m., we try to do a wrap-up. And then after 3 p.m., you know, folks sometimes just stick around and we talk about how we thought the meeting went and what the next steps were and all that kind of stuff. So so that's, you know, that's the end of the day, and usually, you know, folks do dinner. So so that's the agenda. Any questions or remaining concerns?
Just for what do we do for lunch? How does that work in a place like this?
So we're having lunch provided for us on Thursday, and they are saying that we'll also have it provided for us on Friday. I need to check on that. For dinner, we'll organize a dinner, a group dinner, probably for both days. So typically in the beginning of the day, the chairs ask who's interested in the group dinner. People raise their hands, and based on the count, you try and find something locally. So we should be good for lunch on Thursday. We should be good for lunch on Friday, and then the dinners we'll figure out on the day of. Did that answer your question?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, I mean, that's it for the agenda. The only thing that we have to do is, you know, heads down, get those presentations together. Again, drafts definitely should be linked by the end of this week, close to final versions, if not the final version, by next Thursday. Any questions? Shane, you're on the queue.
Thanks. In the agenda, you have on Thursday the thing about industry use cases, and I put in a link to do an intro to that based on the use case document and the approach we took there. You have four topics, and you picked on four people to help with those presentations. Are you expecting individual presentations from each of them?
Yes. So you don't have to worry about use cases because Joe said he'll do it. So Joe is going to do the high-level use cases intro.
I thought he was just going to do the approach discussion. Okay, then I'll take my link out of here.
Actually, let me clarify that. Joe is going to talk about the high-level use cases approach, like, you know, the roles and the entities, and
yep.
He's going to show pretty pictures, all the pretty pictures in the use cases document, and say, this is in general how we've approached the use cases, and there are detailed ones in there. He's going to spend 30 minutes doing that. And then we're going to hand it over to industry use cases. So we have specific people talking about each one of those verticals, education, payments, healthcare, and entertainment. Right, and they're going to spend roughly an hour and a half talking about it. We've asked them to do 15-minute presentations so that we can get through each one of them. But they're going to be doing individual presentations. So we have four 15-minute presentations for industry use cases.
Okay. Then I won't worry about it.
You don't have to worry about it.
Thanks.
On the right-hand column, you'll also note that there's scribes. So we've pre-appointed scribes to take minutes during both days. Those minutes will be public after, you know, the meeting ends.
And Manu, do we scribe for things like this in a similar way as these meetings, like in an IRC channel
exactly
or something?
Exactly the same. It'll be exactly the same setup. So
okay.
All of us will connect to the VCTF IRC channel. There will be Wi-Fi there, I hope. I'm pretty sure there will be Wi-Fi there. It's a computer history museum, so if there isn't Wi-Fi there, that's going to be kind of surprising.
Computer history, there's going to be dial-up.
That's right.
Maybe we'll be advanced to get ISDN.
Yeah.
Last time I was at it, there was Wi-Fi.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so there's that. We'll connect, and it'll be the same kind of setup. The only thing we won't have is the audio bridge. We should have microphones, and we may be able to do the audio bridge, but I kind of doubt it. Okay, that's it for the call. That's it for our agenda. We should be good to go. The only thing we're waiting on is finalized presentations from everyone. Any last-minute concerns or panics? Okay, if not, we'll see everyone that can make it at the Verifiable Claims face-to-face Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California in roughly 2 weeks. Thanks all. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye now.